Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another Wattpad podcast. Today I'm here with a great writer. Her name is Voif1D, that's V-O-I-F-1-D, and she's written several books, and a lot of them are on Wattpad. She's written Destiny, which is totally done and has been read over 5 million times, A New Era, which we've actually got on feature right now, Deception, and Fate, which is in progress. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your series, The Dragon of Legend, on Wattpad. And welcome to our podcast.
Thanks.
So you were we were talking a little bit before we started the program here, and you were telling me that you are from all over. Can you tell us a little bit about why you've moved around and some of the places you've lived?
Sure. Well, I was originally born in Germany, because my parents are German, but they're also missionaries in Africa, so I moved there when I was 3 weeks old.
Okay.
And lived there till about half a year ago, yeah. And now I'm currently in Chicago University studying.
Oh, so your parents are still in Africa?
Yep, they're still there.
So, well, congratulations on being in university, that's great.
Thanks.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, I love it so far. It's real fun.
Yeah? Good. So You, obviously, your real name is not Voif1D, but I would love to know how you came about that name.
Well, it was actually a password in my high school I was given.
Oh.
Everyone was given one for the computer system, and it just kind of stuck. I just came kind of fond of it, so yeah, that's what I used it.
Oh, that's funny. I would never have guessed that in a million years. I would never would have guessed that as a password either. It's a pretty good one. So you've written a lot. All of the ones that you shared on Wattpad are part of the Dragon of Legend series. So can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration for that series? And did you know that it was going to be 4 books long when you wrote it or started it?
Well, when I started it, it was supposed to be just 1 book, 2 at the most. So I wasn't really sure it was going to turn into 4. But before I started it, I didn't even think I'd want to write a dragon book because I just thought of them as fierce, untamable creatures. And then when I saw the Aragorn movie, just the idea of them being able to communicate with humans and being treated as equals, it just intrigued me.
Oh, really?
But cool. But it also put me off writing a book about them because I thought there's really many dragon stories out there. So I kind of just shoved the idea aside and half a year later wrote 1 chapter and left that for a year. And then when I came to Wattpad and posted it, people wanted me to continue. So I just began writing without any clue what was going to happen.
So when was that you first thought of it before you took half a year off?
Wow. I think that might have been a year after I saw the movie.
Okay. So, So one thing that is really striking in your writing that we've noticed is that the dragons are very well described. So is that something you plan out beforehand when you're working with these sort of mythological, not real characters? Do you already know what they're going to look like and how they're going to act and what they're going to do? Or is it sort of something that comes to you as you're doing your writing?
Well, it sort of comes to me as I do my writing. I mean, Destiny in the first book, she was sort of planned to be motherly, but Redemption and all the others, their characters just develop as they go. So it's,
a bit of both, pretty much, I guess. And then which one is your favorite?
I think I'd have to say Redemption.
He's
just like a big kid at times, and then he can get completely serious in other moments, which is just fun to have that character switch.
And is that your fans' favorite as well?
I think so. From the feedback I've gotten, I think they like him the most out of all of them. Though it could be between him and Destiny, I'm not sure.
A question to ask one day, maybe. So, Dragon of Legend, has that always been the title of the series, or how did you pick that title? That works really well as a series title, but had you had that in mind beforehand?
I had it in mind for the first book. Okay. It was just called Dragon of Legend, not Destiny, just because I wanted something to do with the story, and I couldn't come up with anything else, so, and then it just stuck for all the others.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So I think it's a really good title to have everything under. I actually think the way you've organized it makes a lot of sense. It's really cool. So you've already completed 3, and book 4, which is called Fate, is in progress. So how many more chapters can we expect? Have you written them already, or are they still a work in progress?
At the moment, they're a work in progress just because I don't have a lot of time on my hands. But I'm thinking maybe 10 at the most, maybe even a few less. But it's coming to a close. So
oh, that's really soon.
There's not that many
left. Yeah. Oh, that, and that will be the end for sure.
Well, at the moment, it's definitely the last, but I'm not ruling out the possibility of there being more in the future, so we'll see.
Right.
I can't promise anything, though.
So, oftentimes in series, the first book is the fan favorite. Sometimes there's exceptions, like Harry Potter, but do you think your readers feel that way? They like the first book the best, or do they like the sequels more?
I'm thinking the first book is pretty much the favorite. Some of them seem to like all of them to the same extent, but I still think the first is the most popular.
Yeah, I will definitely by the numbers, but also by the comments as well then, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and one thing that we do see in the comments a lot is that your people saying your stories would make really great movies. So is that something you would ever like to see? Do you have any actors or actresses in mind to play your characters?
Well, it would definitely be fun to see that if it ever did happen, but I haven't really given it much thought. So actors to actually act out the characters, I would have no idea. Maybe someone unknown.
Yeah, no, I think that's the way to do it. And I think they do that a lot of the time when they're adapting really popular books because they don't want to be people to think of the actor like, oh, they only played that character in that movie. They can't be this person, you know? So
yeah.
It's almost better to find someone who's kind of unknown. So
yeah.
In your stories, you've got really creative character names, Akira and Lincoln. So how do you come up with those names? Are they passwords too?
No, they're not, unfortunately. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
No. Well, Akira, I can't remember where I got it from, but I heard it somewhere and it just struck me. I don't know. I haven't seen it used a lot in books, so I really liked it and just wanted to use it. And Lincoln, I just love the name, and no one seems to use the name either, so I just came up with that to use in the books. So I try to go for something that's not used at all.
That's, yeah. So what nationality is the name Lincoln from? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, just because I haven't heard it really in North America. I was just wondering if it was more popular somewhere
else. I don't know. I think I just heard it recently somewhere, but I can't remember where.
So right now you're in university. What are you studying in school?
I'm undeclared at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm still looking into different sections to see.
Any of them writer-focused? Are you planning on pursuing this as a career or even something you'd like to do professionally at all?
Well, I'd absolutely love to become a published author, but I'm not sure yet if I want to pursue that as a full-time career. So I'm still looking into it and seeing if I want to go that way.
Do you take creative writing in school?
Nope.
No?
I don't think I've ever taken creative writing.
Oh, cool. So on your Wattpad profile, you said that one of your hobbies is horseback riding. So do you get to do that in Chicago still, or have you kind of left it behind?
In Chicago, no. I haven't had the chance to do it here yet, but I used to do it at home all the time, about 3 times a week, so I kind of miss it.
Yeah. Do you think you might try to do it when you go back? Are you going to go back for summers?
I might go this Christmas.
Oh,
we'll see.
That's great. That's so soon.
So I think I'll definitely do it then.
Yeah. So do you have a horse or do you ride at a stable?
I used to have a horse, but she wasn't exactly the best to get when you're just learning to ride. But I had to give her away, so right now I don't have one.
Yeah, but I guess you're not there anyway, so. So
yeah.
You're a huge fan of fantasy books. Do you have any favorites that you think need a little more help or more discovery?
Wow. To tell the truth, I haven't had much time to read on Wattpad lately, but when I did check them out, there were quite a lot. I can't remember which ones they were, though, at the moment.
And do you have any that are on your bookshelf at home that you like?
You mean to do with Wattpad?
No, just books that you found in a bookstore or a library.
Well, I love The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's a great series.
I read those way back. Yeah, they're just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The imagination in those is really great. And can we think, Well, I love the Lightning Thief books. Those were amazing as well.
Yeah. Those are really good. Those aren't as popular,
but
yeah, really
like those.
Yeah. So, do you think your next?
Yeah, it was weird. I thought they'd be more popular, but.
Yeah, sometimes they're. I think they might have been more popular in Europe than they were in North America. I don't know though. Maybe I just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
So, once the Dragon of Legends is completed, do you think you're going to write something else, or do you have anything else in mind that you'd like to write?
Definitely. I'm not going to stop there. I have another series I started some time back and actually completed the first book. It's also fantasy, but I'm not sure if I'll post that one or rewrite it first. And then there's also just a fiction one, which I'm wanting to work some more on. So,
can you tell us what they're about?
The fiction?
Both of them, yeah.
The fantasy, it's difficult to explain. It's, again, in a completely different world. I think it's completely opposite from Dragon of Legend. The only similarity is you have sword fights again, and then we have different creatures there. No dragons, though. And the other one, the fiction, I'm not entirely sure of the plot yet, but I think it's going to be two parallel worlds and how a girl comes from one world into the other and just connect all that together, but I'm not sure yet.
That sounds really interesting and different. So it's going to be kind of like a time travel, or?
Not really time travel, but parallel worlds, simultaneous, yeah.
Oh, that one's
not sure if that explain that.
Have you written any of it before, or you just have the idea?
Have I written any before?
Have you written it before, or do you or just have the idea?
The fantasy I've written.
Yeah.
But I'm going to rewrite it, and the fiction, I've kind of started the first chapter and then just jotted some notes down. The rest is just in my head.
So is that how you like to write? Do you kind of have the overarching idea and then you write down each chapter?
Sort of. Sometimes I write the ending first, and then I go to the beginning, and then I just skip from different parts. And other times I just jot down notes before I write the chapter, and other times I just sit down and start writing, and whatever comes, happens.
Okay. So lots of different ways, I guess. So is there anything else that you want to share with your fans that's coming up? Any plot teasers or anything like that that you can tell us?
Well, at the moment, a lot of people are saying fourth book is really dark and solemn mood.
Right.
And some people feel discouraged by it, but I say just hold on. Everything will come together at the end.
Okay. So remember
there are clues hidden here and there throughout the book. It will make sense at one point.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, I'm excited then. So remember, anyone who else is reading, or if you start reading this series, that don't get too discouraged at the end, because it's going to get better. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I hope it does.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It was lovely to speak with you and hear more about your inspiration and your ideas. And we'll, as always, put the username at the bottom. So if you're interested in checking out some of these stories, you can take a look there. So thank you for joining us for another vlog. Bye.